how does the Latin American press react to chupacabras? I mean, do they scoff at it? Do they take it seriously?
Let's say that you had your journalists who were simply stuck to reporting the facts. Someone was telling them a weird story. They were reporting a weird story. Then you have the editorial pages, which all either came out foursquare against chupacabras or were trying to give it political spin. In Mexico, chupacabras became associated with President Carlos Salinas. And the blood that Salinas was sucking was actually the Mexican economy. He seems to have absconded with a certain amount of millions of dollars from that country.
And where is he now?
Last I heard, he is now an Irish citizen. So
living it up.
He's living in Ireland, yes. Then the Central American press tried to find some kind of Marxist interpretation as chupacabras was an externalization of the oppression that Central and South America have suffered for all these years. In Puerto Rico, there was a biologist named Cedar Ramos who just came out and lashed everyone researching chupacabras, saying that we were tools of U.S. imperialism, this, that, and the other. And, of course, people said, you know, this creature should not be called chupacabras, but chupamentes, the mind sucker, since people appear to have lost their critical faculties ever since it showed up. So that was the approach of the media.
We have a writer from Venezuela that says that they call chupacabras there El Coco, and says this creature takes kids at night. They've been trying to hunt him for 20 years. Does it take children in Puerto Rico or other countries? I don't think, as you said, it doesn't take anybody, does it?
The only thing I can say to that is to repeat what I said earlier about the missing children in northern Chile. Those disappearances were ascribed to white slavery in the media, but the locals believe that the creature manifestations had something to do with those six girls vanishing.
Really?
That's correct.
That's frightening.
It certainly is. But we have no reports of that anywhere else in Latin America.
A writer from Burlington, Vermont. What about the possibilities a chupacabra is related to a bat or perhaps a mutation of one?
You know, this is exactly what was coming out of Mexico in 97. It was believed at the time that the answer for the chupacabras in Mexico only had to do with a satanic cult that had brought in a bat from Africa. And this bat had become loose and somehow escaped from the people who had it in custody and then started breeding. I believe it was called the Vampyrus spectri. Perhaps if you have any experts in zoology, they might care to add it to the subject. But that's what was going on.
We get our friend Lauren Coleman. Have any human bodies ever been found attributed to being killed by a chupacabra?
No, we've had the human attacks that have resulted in injuries, but no one has been killed by chupacabras.
As far as we know, right?
As far as we know.
They may have been pulled off or something, right?
Someone could have been, let's say, well, you know, what could actually happen? Someone could have died from a heart attack after a sighting. Someone could have run off a cliff trying to get away from one and just been filed as an unexplained death.
Has any major media done any investigations into the chupacabra?
I would like to say that in Mexico, the media did a lot of reporting on the subject, a lot of specials in Puerto Rico. WAPA Channel 4 did specials on it. I'm not sure about Spain and Chile. I can't speak to that.
Theodore wants to know from Wyoming, when we talk about radiation, is it possible that because they are subterranean, did they encounter it from a natural source of radiation?
Then again, that's food for thought right there. The amount picked up in Puerto Rico in 1995 during the initial radiation signature was only 100 rads. So it's, I guess, not a tremendous amount of radiation, but it was enough. Can't tell you the amount that was found by Dr. Oscar Padilla in Guatemala, but it certainly was considerable.
If you saw, Scott, a chupacabra, what would you do? Would you run, try to capture it, or what?
It depends. Yeah, that's a good question. If I was driving along and happened to see one in the middle of the road, I would just stop and look, let it make the next move.
Lock your doors.
My doors are always locked. Are you kidding?
Windows up.
But I think that if I was simply walking along a path in the country, I might decide to run too.
Yeah, I don't blame you. And you definitely wouldn't get out of your car, would you?
No, absolutely not.
Would you shoot it if you had a weapon?
Knowing what I know, I wouldn't even bother.
You would not?
No.
How about pictures? Do we have good pictures? Any pictures? Real pictures? Not animation, not graphics, but pictures of chupacabras?
Well, we have, as you said, plenty animation, plenty graphics. Back in 97, there was a flood of photographs that seemed to be someone's fantasy of chupacabras. There was a photo of a cat that had been set on fire that was circulated through the media, a rather gruesome photo, as I recall. Now, up on your website, you have two photos that were taken by farmers, fishermen in one case, and farmers in another, showing a fanged, hairy creature through the brush. One was a group of campers that took the picture. These were from Brazil, 1997, state of Sao Paulo, and we have the same problem. Why are they blurry pictures? Simply, that's all we have. These are the only two photos that I know that do seem to show something that isn't a hoax, that isn't an animation. And that's the best we've gotten as far as photo evidence is concerned.